Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You know what time it is? Oh, rise. It is time to take over the chamber, the judges' chamber with us, Tiki and Tierney. We're going next week, and we want you to roll through with us. Tiki and Tierney taking over the chamber. All right, August 16th against the Rays, and we are giving you a chance to join us. So, ninth caller right now. Get those fingers dialing. 877-337-6666. That's 877-337-6666 for a chance to win a pair. So the entire chamber, we're filling it up. Really appreciate the Yankees hooking us up with that opportunity. And that's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going. Tiki's going. Hoff is going. And here's the thing. I said something on the air yesterday, and I can now confirm that because my boy Rob over at the Hard Rock, who manages, Tiki, you know who he is.
Yep.
Who manages the Hard Rock. I told you that there's, and if you've been to the Hard Rock, you may have seen it. If not, you're going to see it with us because Rob said he's going to open it. He sent me a DM. He said, whatever you need, I got you. They have a glass case with all the replicas, but still, all the championship rings, all 26, because the first one was a stopwatch.
Yeah, which is cool. But somehow I missed. I don't know why. I don't know how I missed that.
I think that was the 1903 one. And he's going to take them out. You could try them on. So you get a lot of pictures for Instagram and Facebook, whatever you want, Twitter. And Tiki, of course, is going to buy the first round because he still has some NFL money. So I'll take care of the rings, and Tiki will buy the first round of the drinks at the Hard Rock. How's that sound, Tiki?
Sounds good.
You all right with that?
That works.
Good.
As long as you got to watch, you got to give me a dissertation on the Umbrella Academy, though. Otherwise, no drink for you.
How about this? If anybody can actually have a conversation with you about that, then you'll get them the drink. Because then you get off the hook. There'll be none. 877-337-6666. Cardinal Roberts coming up at 2 with the great Joe Beningo sitting in.
Is he here yet?
Of course he's here. Get Beningo in here. Got to talk to Joe.
Yeah, go grab him. Kev. Thank you.
You got to get him. Because Joe's going to be with us every Monday during the football season. And we'll talk Jets. And I want at least a sense. Like, I had not heard Joe utter a syllable about the Jets. I haven't heard his podcast, with all due respect and total transparency. I've not heard it. I know what Joe usually espouses. But I want to know what Joe's mindset is going into the season. After the Becton news, year two for the coach and the quarterback. And I want to see what Joe's thinking. And we'll get a little Mets thought as well.
What is his podcast called?
All the Pain, I think it's called.
All right, we can.
I think it's called All the Pain. How could it be called anything other than?
Yeah.
Unless it's something like with Stellar or whatever. It's got to be All the Pain. We'll get Joe in hopefully before they come out at 2. All right, so let's get Frank on Staten Island. And Frank is on the Fan. What's happening, Frankie?
Hey, gentlemen, good afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
Pleasure, Frank.
Well, before we get started, I'm from Staten Island, but I'm a Rollin' Roaster guy.
Hey, Frank, didn't they? I don't know if it's still there. I don't think it is. Didn't they? They had one in Staten Island for a while.
Yes, they did. And why they closed it, I don't know. But the Brooklyn location was much better.
The best. That was my first job, by the way. My first job ever was bussing tables.
Those roast beef sandwiches, man.
The best.
Unbelievable.
The best.
So. Now, I'm a huge Mets fan, but I'm also a Jets fan.
Okay.
And huge Jets fan, and so is the entire crew that I hang out with. But I wanted to, if I could make a comparison right now between the Mets and the New England Patriots. And
I can't stand
the Patriots for obvious reasons, but probably for the right reasons. But I think what's going on with the Mets right now compares very much to what New England is doing, and it's going to translate into a World Series very, very soon, possibly this year. But I think from the top down, you look at Cohen and Kraft, you've got two men that are very, very, you know, two owners that are very compassionate. They're huge fans. They support their teams, and they're going to do anything to win.
Does Cohen like massages, too?
What's that?
Does Cohen like massages, too?
I wouldn't know. You'd have to
ask. Keep going.
Yeah, you know, aside from that, you know, they're in it for the right reasons, and this is the first time in a long time. But You look at, you know, what they're doing from a professional standpoint. The organizations they're creating a winning environment, a winning culture. Obviously, the Patriots have that, and I think the Mets, you know, are getting to that point right now. And then the coaching. I mean, you've got two men right now in Buck and Belichick. These guys have the, you know, complete respect and trust of their players. Players buy in, you know, and that is hugely important in terms of, you know, creating that winning culture and that environment and that organization.
It's a very interesting way of looking at it. Who's your Tom Brady, though?
Well, I would say Tom Brady right now is the equivalent of DeGrom.
Or Scherzer,
right. But I would say DeGrom, because DeGrom's been with the Mets, obviously, longer. I was actually at the game with my wife and my son on Sunday when he pitched. He looked phenomenal. And the place was absolutely rocking. He looked like the old DeGrom. He had it going. We were on the third base side between third and home plate, so we had a bird's-eye view of him. He just looked dominating. I mean, I think he left him in, you know, one batter too long after, you know, he walked.
He gave up the home run.
He gave up the home run. So, but he just looked spectacular. And I think right now the intangibles, you know, if you look at what the Patriots have done, they've taken players that have come into the organization that have been kind of, you know, not necessarily
role players. They're role players at other teams that become stars on the Patriots.
And you see that right now with Vogelback. You know, see that.
Well, you know what it is. Nate, Frank, your comparison is interesting and it's somewhat correct. The only difference is the championships. Obviously, New England has earned the respect of everybody in sport because they consistently won or were in positions to win over and over again. It's because of the details, right? They are so toned in on the details. And we talked about this with Buck at the beginning of the year. Who was that who took second? I forget what it was. It was situation.
It was Marte. Was that the game when he took third? Talking about the overthrow to right field against the Nationals? Yeah. I think it was Marte. I'm pretty sure it was Marte.
There's always these little situational moments that the Mets just seem to get right. Yeah. And that's the Patriots, by the way.
Yeah, that's
situational
true.
Football.
Know the rule book.
Exactly. It allows role players to play above themselves and help the team win.
It's a very interesting way. I would never even think to look at it that way. It's a good dialogue there. The only thing that I would push back on, can you have the Mets version of Brady not be a position player?
Yeah, that's true.
Like if you tell me Jeter back in the day, that's a good comparison.
Yeah, or like touching play every day.
Yes, that's a little bit of a stretch. He's had some injuries, but he's undeniably great when he's healthy. Nobody's disputing that.
Is it Pete with Alonzo? But he's more of a by example guy. I don't know.
So is Brady. Pete's a little vocal.
Is he?
A little bit. He's fire. I mean, not. I don't know if he's. Yeah, he's pretty fiery. He's got a little personality. Yeah, he does.
So
he's not like DJ LeMahieu, who doesn't project anything really.
So maybe it's Pete then.
No, emotionally.
Yeah.
It could be. But Lindor, a lot of guys have energy. I think McNeil's got energy.
Yeah.
I think that Marte emits energy. Nimmo has a certain type of energy.
Who is the leader of the Mets? Like, if you had to pick a leader and say, this guy would be, he's not going to be the captain, but whatever. Let's say the captain. Not in a baseball sense, but just the captain of the team.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Like the guy. Who is it for the Mets?
You know, I want to say Alonzo, but I actually feel like it's more Lindor now.
I think you're probably right. And it's interesting. I was just reading an article in the break in The Athletic. And it was talking about Francisco Lindor and how he's kind of like felt himself. He's got really comfortable in New York. And in this last series, he struck out on an inside pitch. And they don't know what he was talking about. But he went up right after he walked out of the box, went up to Pete Alonso and just like whispered something to him. Then he went to the on-deck circle, and Vogelback was in there and whispered something to him as
I remember seeing that, actually.
Yeah,
I remember him seeing doing that.
So it's like he's like, man, he just struck, whoever it was, the pitcher, struck me out. But you know what? I just saw this. And so he's like,
here's what it's doing.
He's like imparting knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what leaders do.
Which happens all the time in the dugout, yes. But not quite on the way back to the dugout.
Yeah.
Yeah, it happens all the time
in the
dugout.
He might try to get you out like this.
Uh-huh.
And I just saw this.
Yeah.
Just an awareness thing. That's what leaders do.
No question.
So maybe it is Lindor.
Hmm. How about Charlie also on Staten Island's hot today? What's happening, Charlie? You're on the Fan. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How are you guys doing?
Good,
good, Charlie.
Thanks.
You know, you were talking about comparing this Mets teams with other teams. I got to go back to 69.
Go ahead.
They're platooning guys. I mean, the 69 team only had like four guys that they rolled out every day.
Yeah, but by the way, the Mets platooned at second with Tuffel and Backman, in center with Mookie and Dykstra, and a third with Knight and Hojo. But keep going.
That's true, but Mets even had more.
Yeah, that's okay.
The only regulars they rolled out was Jones, Agee, Brody, Harrelson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They had two top guys at the top of the rotation with Kuzman and Seva.
Yep.
Mets definitely have that right now.
You had Tug in the back
they
doing his thing.
They got a great manager.
Yeah.
They really didn't really have a big bat in the lineup. They just played solid baseball. That's what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know when you only, again, not a shot. Thanks for the call. When you only have two championships since the early 60s, there's only two teams to compare it to,
yes,
in terms of the ultimate accomplishment, hitting that apex in the sport. And to me, this team has always felt, even though I never saw the 69 team play, throw a pitch, I wasn't born yet, neither was Teague, this team just feels more, what I've heard and what I've read and what I've watched documentary-wise, much more like the 69 Mets than the 86 Mets.
Hmm.
I've just always felt that way.
Why? Because of the...
Well, a grittiness, and well, those 86 Mets were so gritty, they were fighting. But the star power on the 86 Mets team was undeniable. If Straw, now keep in mind, this is before Straw gets derailed with drugs,
mm-hmm,
before Doc gets derailed with drugs. Obviously, Keith is there. Gary has about two or three more years left on his prime when they first got him in 85 from the Montreal Expos, right? And this team obviously has some stars.
Yeah.
And Alonso is occasionally a superstar. Lindor is now getting back to that realm. But that 86 team had undeniable, at least at that point, perception-wise, all-timers.
Yeah, well, they were all-stars. They were all perennial-type all-stars,
yes,
type players.
This feels more like a collaborative. This is the kind of team that Kevin Durant could root for. It's a collaborative effort. Is he traded yet?
No. What was that? There was something else.
And now he wants to play for the Sixers, and he finds the Celtics appealing. Mm. Oh, please. Oh, God. How about Brian in Dover, New Jersey? What's up, Brian?
What's up, Brian?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good.
First-time caller. well, I just want to say that, Lindor, how many All-Stars have he been a part of? And if that's a motivation for him to get better after the break, that he didn't make the All-Star, is that was a reason for him probably to, like, wake up after the All-Star break? What do you guys think?
I mean, maybe.
Why don't you take that, Teague?
I mean, possibly. It's one thing to, but I mean, the challenge is he didn't make the All-Star team because Trey Turner's having an unbelievable year, as is Dansby Swanson. So it's not like you're not going to sit there and say Francisco Lindor was snubbed for an All-Star berth this year. But the fact that he's underplaying, at least in some people's minds, this year,
mm-hmm,
I think that's more of the motivation. I don't think it's the All-Star snub.
I don't think so either. And I think he's been on three of them. I think the last one he was mic'd up. I think that was his last one with the Indians. But I think that's too convenient to explain or position his
four All-Stars.
Four,
yeah.
To position his, you know, ascension. I just think he's more comfortable. Like, I don't think that the All-Star snub, like, he's laying in bed saying, all right, man, now I'm going to really bust my hump. And
no,
I don't think it was ever a lack of engagement. I think it's just, it's a tough sport. It's a tough city. Ask Carlos Beltran at the year one.
Mm-hmm.
I look at Beltran at year two. He had 16 home runs in year one. He was great in year two and great mostly thereafter. It's happened before.
Yeah.
It has. So maybe it's just him becoming more comfortable and you have a little success. And now you're really flowing.
Yeah.
You really are.
I think that's really what it is. He's found his comfort level. And I mean, he's not in New York. I think he's last year was a disaster.
It was bad.
It was bad. He didn't know how to behave, didn't know how to react, didn't know how to handle failure. Now he gets it. And Buck has been in his corner from day one that he's been here. Like, we talked about this. We heard about it. We heard about the whole McNeil thing, how they squashed that, mm-hmm. put it behind him. And it's no longer like he's fighting success. He's just letting it come to him because he's such a good player. You just got to sometimes let it come to you.
Yeah, I mean, I can only imagine what it's like. You get dealt to a new team, you know, especially here,
mm-hmm.
and where there's expectations, you know, and you're like Benintendi, a little slow out of the chute. The guy knows he can hit.
Of course.
But it's like, man, I want to show these guys, these fans, that I can hit. I want three knocks, you know, and squeeze a little harder, expand the strike zone, you know, you're a little tense, and you're not your normal self. You're not letting your natural instincts and gifts take over. Hey, the Mets and Ford present the Battle of the Badges charity baseball game on third. It's tonight, August 11th at 7. Games at Citi Field as the FDNY squad and the NYPD squad face off to benefit both of their charities. And this is going to be some high-level baseball. Teams will feature members of both the Force and the FDNY who played high school, college, and or minor league baseball. So there's going to be some cats out there could play, and Diamond's going to be good. All right, tickets are $20, and it's all for charities, for great people, great cause. Available at Mets.com/Battle of the Badges. Again, $20 and available at Mets.com/Battle of the Badges. If you guys didn't get the website, if you drive it and you don't, just check my Twitter account. I actually retweeted something yesterday from FAN's account with all the details if you guys want to. And even if you can't go, if you want to contribute, you can certainly do that. That should be a lot of fun. Hopefully SNY has some highlights, you know, on sports night. I would imagine they will. Hey, New York, today's August 11th, which is 8-1-1 on the calendar. That's why WFAN and New York 811 are bringing extra attention to its free call before you dig safety service. Avoid damage to buried utility lines that cause service outages and injuries by always calling 811 at least 2 full working days before you dig. It's a free service and it's the law in New York. Remember, for digging projects, big or small, August 11th and all year long, always make the right call by calling 811.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
One. Joe D strikes again. Joe D's not messing around. The Jets have made a signing. Yep. We all wanted it, and it's done. 5-time Pro Bowler Dwayne Brown is now a New York Jet. And I know that Max Mitchell's looked good, and he's impressed.
Yep.
He's a middle-round pick coming out of Louisiana. And, you know, I actually tweeted this morning. I'm like, you know, this might work out well because he's a little further along. He's got a lot of fans in the building. And a lot of people in the scouting community really like Mitchell. But, you know, the inference was that you still need to do something.
Yeah.
And they did. And they got a guy that was, you know, just here last week and was at the facility. 5 Pro Bowls. He's old. He's 37 years old. But he played 17 games last year. He played 16 out of 16 the year before. And this allows the transition from Becton. Fant's a little bit banged up as well. So yeah. Insurance there. And if Mitchell is a little more ready than we think, Now it's still a little bit more of a luxury than a necessity. We all wanted to see this happen. Great job by Joe Douglas.
No, I think this is a good signing. I mean, obviously he's on the street for a reason, because, and it's not because he's bad. It's just because he's old. And, you know, as the Seahawks are, I don't want to call them rebuilding, because I don't think they are. We had that little bit of debate, but they are rebuilding.
They are.
But their head coach, Pete Carroll, is 70 years old. So it's like, are you rebuilding with a 70-year-old coach and no quarterback? It was just, they were in a place where you didn't need a veteran tackle. You had chances to reset out in Seattle. So that's why he's been on the street. I don't know if he's going to be a starter. Dwayne Brown, he might end up winning the starting job, depending on Max, how well Max is as a rookie. But it does give them depth, just in case anything goes on, and veteran depth. So you know he's gonna learn a system pretty quickly.
It's a 2-year deal. Does Brown go right to the left side where Fant was you know, penciled in before Becton went down?
No, I think Fant stays left.
I would tend to agree.
Yeah,
I would tend to agree. Okay,
even though Brown played left tackle his whole career.
Yes, correct. All right, good stuff. 877-337-6666. Jets play tomorrow. Zach and the starters are going to get a series. I saw Carl Lawson's playing too.
Yeah.
That's a little bit of a pleasant surprise.
But I like that.
Me too.
There's only three preseason games. You know, one of them is going to be let's see these young guys.
Mm-hmm.
So play early and get
a little rhythm.
Yeah. Get hit.
Yeah. Or get hit.
You know what I mean?
That too.
Get in the football mode early.
You got your G-men tonight. I don't understand why, you know, Mac Jones, who, by all reports, I mentioned this to Teague the other day, you know, with Patricia taking over the offense, it's been very disjointed.
I don't know.
How is Mac Brown not playing a series tonight?
Mac Jones.
Mac Brown. Well, we know how Mac Brown's not playing. He's not a Patriot.
Yes, he's a coach.
Yes, he is coaching again. Former TV. Yeah.
I think.
Why not?
I think if I was being cynical, and I will be, it's because they haven't figured their offense out right now, right? And I think if Mac Jones plays,
meaning like the protection part,
just like what the play calling is going to look like, you know, they've looked bad in camp.
Mm-hmm.
Like we talk about some of these reports that we hear from Giants and Jets camps. Oh, Daniel Jones had, you know, he's 5 of 15, or Zach Wilson got sacked 6 times. It's like 10 times worse mm-hmm. up in New England, because you basically have a defensive coordinator as your offensive play caller.
Not basically. That's what you have, because he was a horrendous head coach.
I don't think it's, yes.
With the Detroit Lions.
I don't get it. I don't understand.
He's throwing his boy a bone is what that's what you get.
I don't understand.
He's hooking his boy up.
What Bill Belichick is doing.
Nah.
Generally genius mm-hmm. mind as a head coach is doing something that makes no sense.
I'm not worried about the Pats. I'm just not. I said that last year. It's over, man. I'm not saying they're a 4-win team, but the days of them being, it's over. I mean, what do they have?
And this doesn't make sense. What they're doing with their offense makes no sense. It doesn't make sense to me. So, I think he's not in terms of talent. I think he's, yes.
In terms of talent.
But he is a very accurate mm-hmm. thrower of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's not playing because they're not ready to put a product on the field.
No, okay. I got you.
He's too young not to be.
For sure.
I mean, he's not Aaron Rodgers.
No, it's been around 2 years.
Exactly.
You know? Let's get Keith Ocean. Keith is on the Fan with Tiki and Tierney. What's up, Keith?
Hey, Tiki BT, how you doing?
All's good,
first
man.
First time caller, big fan.
All right. Love it.
Two points to bring up. I'm a diehard Yankees fan. This Yankees team right now came out of the gates hot, great. Everyone loves them. Zero comparison to the 98 team. Just don't see the same similarities between the two of them. other than Judge being who Judge is, and there's no scrappiness to this team. He always found a way to win. I just don't see it in this team. You saw it early on, built a big lead, and I just don't. They just can't beat the big teams anymore right now. They're not beating big pitchers, and Cole has a pitch is terrible. 2 starts ago, you know, Cy Young look the other day. No hits though. That didn't happen. Didn't happen in 98. Just in that whole era.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this, Keith, because I thought it was ridiculous as well. But yeah, you know, sometimes we get over our skis a bit. You know, when the Yankees were crushing everybody, and you start to look at these win projections and these tantalizing possibilities, it was hard in real time not to let your mind wander and say, man, how many can this team win? 110, 12? I understand. I never thought they were the 98 Yankees either, and clearly they're not even close. But in terms of like a ridiculous win total, I did allow my mind to drift to that.
How could you not? But then you start looking at these teams and you say, okay, was Tampa Bay really the team they were last year? Toronto. They're hanging in there, but they just don't seem. You know, again, the East teams. But now you're losing it. You're losing certainly to Houston, but St. Louis, Seattle, all these other teams that are, you know, you don't hear about because they're not the Yankees.
Yeah.
And that's one point. And I do want to just bring up one more point. Someone had mentioned something about Buck Showalter, and you know, again, going back to this 98 team, Buck was such a huge part. He got a short end of the stick of being the Yankees manager. He right as he finished there and got let go and Joe Torre came in, he built the 3 years of that team, and I really feel that he's doing that with the Mets, and I'm not a Mets fan, but I'm not an anti guy either.
Yeah.
It's hard not to root for the Mets right now. And I think they're peaking at the right time. They really found their niche.
Good call, Keith. Yeah, I'm happy you found the show, man. Appreciate you reaching out.
Yeah, and you're right about Buck. Buck just has the perfect demeanor for a skipper. Yeah.
Yes, but he's changed his demeanor a bit.
Yeah.
He's shown great adaptability.
True.
He has.
But there's a sage.
Oh, yeah.
Sageness about just looking at him.
He's always focused.
Exactly. Well, he's paying attention to everything.
Everything.
Every little thing.
He don't miss anything.
No, and he knows the exact glare to give at the right time.
Yeah.
The right, you know.
Went to challenge, yeah, went to exploit,
yeah, but
the rule book.
You know, like that flat, like, but positive approval that he gives. It's not like, yeah, great job. It's more like, you know, you did right.
I know what you're saying.
There's something about his demeanor.
He strikes the right chord all the time.
That's right.
Hey, listen, he really got hosed. I mean, no fault of his own. First of all, the way the 95 season ended in a pile of dirt at home plate in the Kingdome with Ken Griffey Jr. coming around from first base on the relay. Oh, my God. So, you know, the optics of going up 2-0, especially when George still owned the team, 2-0, then you lose 3 straight, you lose at the Kingdome. That's number one. And then the year before that, I mean, the Yankees and the Expos, who were the best team in the National League at that point, and then, of course, the clown seal that canceled the World Series, you know, very well may have won the World Series in 94, or at least have gotten to the World Series, and then maybe a 95 shortcoming would not have led to his ousting.
Yeah.
You know, because he wouldn't have won. Like, he would have won differently than Torre. But he would have won championships with the Yankees.
70-43 he was that season. I'm just looking
about
at
the 94 season?
Yeah.
Oh, they were phenomenal.
70-43.
Yep. You know, and that 90, I know we got to break that 98 Yankees team. Now, they're a little rotation at the DH, but your outfield, I mean, you had, first of all, Bernie's OPS was basically 1,000. O'Neill's OPS was 890. I'm rounding up, but 890. You had Strawman, who played over 100 games, had an OPS of almost 900. Mm-hmm. At the age of 36, and then you had these veterans like Tim Raines and Luis Soho and Girardi, you know, Posada taking over at that point. Chili Davis, eventually a hitting coach at the age of 38, a real sage voice with power. I mean, that Yankee team was really constructed in a way, not to mention the pitchers. I mean, laughable what we were thinking about this team to that team. Come on. 877-337-6666. Tiki and Tierney on the Fan. All right, we pushed last night. I told you that.
Which is rare.
Yeah, we'll take it.
It's rare.
Is
that the first one? I think it's...
That might be the first push, certainly during this 70-game stretch where we're at 68% winning. We'll do our pick coming up next. Tiki and Tierney pick of the day. I pushed on the over. Yankee Seattle was 7, but we had won the couple of games before that. So we're starting to get our footing. We'll give you a win, hopefully, with that. We'll get more calls. Carter Roberts today. Joe Beningo is in for Craig. So Joe B and Evan reunited. It's going to be a lot of fun. Tiki and Tierney on the Fan up until 2. All righty, Tinky and Tierney back on the Fan 147. Got a little throwback spot coming up next here. Carton's on vacation, so Joe B's in the house. Somewhere, actually. I don't know where he is, but
we've heard he's here.
We've heard him. We have not seen him yet.
We have not.
But I guarantee when he walks in the studio, you'll hear him, even before he flips open his mic. BT, Tink. Well, you'll hear him echoing, I promise. All right. It is time to make a little scratch. Time for our daily pick. Let's go. Tiki and Tierney Daily Pick brought to you by Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. And by Wind Creek Bethlehem. It's go time. Now, I ain't going to lie to you. This is a little tricky. There's a dearth of options. Why? There's only 8 Major League Baseball games tonight, 2 of which are already underway. So I've got my choice of 6. But I found something I like.
Yeah, and no Yankees or Mets, right?
No Yankees or Mets. That'll pick back up tomorrow. All right. Dyersville, Iowa. We're going out to the Field of Dreams game.
Oh, nice.
Now, what do you guys remember about the Field of Dreams game a year ago? Home run, yeah. Home run. Oh, well, we remember Anderson's home run with the walk-off. But remember, Judge going bonkers. Remember the Yankees and the White Sox hitting 4 home runs apiece in a 17-run total affair. Yankees lost by a run. It's a smallest yard. Ball seems to travel. Both of these teams stink. The Cubs in Cincinnati is a high over-under. It's 9, but I'm going to go with the over, slightly over. And the weather's going to be fine. Yep. I checked it out. Going to be dry.
Nice.
You know?
That's a good call, man.
Give me the over.
It's a good call.
We'll see. Well, it's not good until you cash in.
Yeah.
It's not good until you make money.
It's a good thought.
There you go. All right. There it is. Our Tiki and Tierney Daily Pick. And Joe and Evan coming up next here. Let's get back to you, Scott. Poor Jeff. What's happening, Scotty? How are you? What's up, Scotty?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All's good, Scott.
What's up?
I got to go at BT, man. Okay. Yesterday, Cole's second, Cole's last 7 innings, 0 runs, mm-hmm. and the start before that, you guys were just bashing him so much. Like
he gave him 3 home runs in the first inning, dude. I mean, yeah, what do you want us to do? Say, great job, Garrett Cole?
No, I don't want to say great job, but he's a great pitcher. And you guys just demolished him for one bad outing.
No, well first
like,
of all, that's...
Like, that would be like... Tiki, that would be like us bashing you for like 2 fumbles
which you
in,
did.
In a
by
game.
The way,
like, yeah,
by the way, Scott,
game.
By the way, Scott, which you did.
Let's be honest, we did.
You gotta redeem yourself.
Totally right? Redeem yourself.
And he redeemed himself, Garrett Cole.
Scott, and by the way, it's not, yeah, but hold on. This is important here, Scott. It's not just that one game, which was pitiful. It was a couple of games before that. That were very erratic right. as well.
And I know that he's got, the 3.5 ERA and yep. stuff yeah. like that. I know that. I totally get that. But okay. I would take him on my team in a heartbeat.
So would I. So would we. But the discussion was built around whether or not he's truly the type of ace that you can ride to a World Series win. And he hasn't proven that yet. So until he does, the answer's no. That's all.
Not yet, but he will.
I hope you're right.
Yeah. I mean, look, we're rooting
hope
for
you're
that.
Right, Scott.
We want to see right. the Garrett right, Cole buddy. that's paid to be the ace consistently. And look, you can stomach a bad outing.
Sure.
But when you have 3 in a row,
mm-hmm.
4 out of 6, that's rough.
Yep. No question. I have been a pro Cole guy more mm-hmm. than most. You know that.
Yeah.
But that was just wretched. I mean, home run. And I think the thing that worries me about him a little bit is that he is a guy who, if there's a slight deviation to his schedule,
mm-hmm.
and that could be Billy Crystal, that could be the weather in Detroit early with Comerica.
Yeah.
Who knows? That could be a rain delay in October in a World Series or the championship series. He gets out of whack quick.
Yeah, you're right. There needs to be more consistency and settling down. Everybody gets out of whack.
Sure.
I mean, every pitcher.
I don't get out of whack.
Oh, you know what I mean. But every pitcher gets hit a little bit every now and then. The mm-hmm. good ones, the great ones, they figure it out.
It's true.
Right?
That's right.
And Garrett Cole has had a little bit of trouble this year figuring it out
mm-hmm.
when it gets bad early.
And the playoff game against the Red Sox that yep. nobody will ever forget, you know, until he gives us something else to maybe push that, you know, a little bit off the map here. Uh-oh. Jack is in Rye, and he says he's mad about my Cashman comments. What's up, Jack? How are you today, bud?
How are you? I've been listening to you guys just recently. I didn't know about your show, but I listened to you guys on my way to work a lot.
Love it, man. And, appreciate it.
I do enjoy the show. I've been listening for since day one.
Good.
But I've only called maybe twice.
Okay, good. So well, appreciate
I'm,
that, Jack.
I'm listening to you earlier in the day, and I agree with everything you said about Brian Cashman. I can see the cup being half full and half empty with him, but everything you said about, like, just not getting over the hump with either making a trade or this has been going on for a long, long time. So I agree with you about that. But what you said about the 2009 championship team, there should be an asterisk there. I just have no idea where you're coming from.
Well, that was just rooted in the Alex Rodriguez story where he was clearly cheating. And by the way, others were that weren't caught. So we got to be fair to A-Rod. And thanks for the call there, Jack. You know, he was phenomenal,
yeah,
particularly in the championship series. So yeah, maybe asterisk is strong to be. I was also mid-rage,
yes,
mid-rant,
yes.
To be
but
fair.
But there needs to be an awareness about the, about the history of that.
And my point really was that if you were to push that aside, and we don't fully push it aside, but if you do, or if you at least contextualize it, you'll realize it's been 2+ decades without a championship. Yeah. That was my greater point.
Yeah, that's right.
Tonight over at Citi Field, going to be fun. The Mets and Ford present the Battle of Badges. It's a charity baseball game tonight at 7 between the FDNY and NYPD. They're going to face off on the field, and there's going to be some talent out there. All these players that you'll see if you go played high school, college, and or minor league baseball. So that's going to be awesome. And all the money goes to the charities of both the force and the department. Tickets on sale, $20, Mets.com/Battle of the Badges. That's Mets.com/Battle of the Badges.
It's also been a very hot summer this year, so you got to make sure that your cooling system is working properly. So call my friends over at Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's air conditioning experts, for over 35 years. If your current cooling system is over 15 years old, it might be time for an upgrade to a high-efficiency Carrier AC system, and there are tons of rebates available. So go save some money and stay cooler. Call my friends who are the experts at EdisonHVAC.com. That's EdisonHVAC.com.
You know, I'm trying to time this out so that when Joe walks in the studio...
You're going to have it?
I have it live. And I'm going to tweet it out so everybody can get... Let me actually turn the camera there. So
well, I mean, here's the thing. Sometimes when Craig is here, he comes in early.
Yes, he does.
So he'll come and he'll drop his stuff off. Maybe you see it on Twitch, but maybe you don't. But he comes and drops his stuff off. And so if we need to say something to him, you can say something to him because he's
here. We pull him. Yeah, sure.
I don't know what Joe Beningo's process is. Let me tell you his process.
Walk in a minute before the show and complain. I don't think today.
Yeah.
Complain for 4 hours about how he misses golf and that's all he wants to do and move down to Florida and then come back to the fan. That's Joe's process.
That's funny.
You know, he got 2 hole-in-ones during retirement. Come on, Joe. Where are you?
He's not playing well.
Walk in here.
He's not playing good enough. That's what
not playing
well enough.
That's what I do with my children.
Yes.
With the inflection, I expect them to know that they're not playing
well.
Yeah, exactly.
Adverb versus adjective.
Yeah. You know what drives me nuts when he says how much versus many? Like, instead of saying how many home runs, it's like how much home run. Come on. Hey, Joe. Joey boy. Joey boy.
We only got 10 seconds.
What's up, Joey? Give me some, brother. Joey B is back. We love you, kid. He's back. Stick around here on The Fan. Joey B.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.